Learning Masechta Zbei, Daf Aleph Amud Beis. Sugi is a sugi that frayek shalel b'yomtiv. If a chick is hatched on yomtiv, Rav said it's asur. Shmuel v'tamer, Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter. And the Gemara goes into it. The Gemara brings Netani Kavasa the Rav, and Netani Kavasa Shmuel v'tamer, Rabbi Yochanan. Rav holds it's asur because it's muksa. It wasn't chazi v'en eshmasha, so it's muksa. And Shmuel v'tamer holds mutter. They say a svar ha'ilum matter atzmoi b'shchita. It's interesting to svar. Pneishu is bothered what the svar is. But Rashi says, since it becomes mutter al yidei, the leida, the hatching, becomes mutter b'shchita, which it wasn't before the leida, migad iskin la, iskin ami la, becomes also mutter the isa muksa. As a machleik sushayna, how we paskin. And Rashi explains, because it really depends. It says, Shmuel v'tem rabbi echanan. If it's a machleik is rav and Shmuel, we say, alachak rav b'yisuri. If it's a machleik is rav and rabbi echanan, we always go like rabbi echanan. The Rif brings it down. The Rif doesn't mention any psak. So Kamir Shainim hold that the Rif is passing in Lechumra. It doesn't say a psak, that means he's passing in Lechumra. The Rambam also is passing in Lechumra. The Rosh brings from the Gainim a psak Lechumra, and the Rosh also is Mashmi held that way. But the Rosh brings the Yesh Paiskim like Shmuel, which is the Baal Amar held that way, the Rashba, the Achad, Rav Kana, and Avasi held not like Rav. Sedem Mechri, the Machlekes, you go Lekula. The Shilti Gibayim held that that's what the Rif holds. If he doesn't say anything, he means to go Lekula. The Torah, in Siman Tafkuf Yud Gimel, he brings both days, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Sif Ches, Paskins Le'issa, he doesn't mean the other day of Leheter. Now, there's really another reason why maybe it could be Matter. Because first of all, if you hold like Shmuel Nebech and it's Mutter, but even if you hold like Rav, Taisus asks a Kasha, Shmuel Nebech and hold of Muksa. They hold that Muksa is Mutter, hold like Shimon Legabi Muksa. And Taisus has one teretz, that Shmuel Nebech only saying in a Libra, the man, the Amen, and Muksa is Aser. But if we hold Muksa is Mutter, so then the Freyek Shanel will be Mutter. So now this is a Machalik Yishayin, and we spoke about this in that phase, how we pass Kamei Muksa by Yom Tov. But first of all, Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber passes that Muksa is Aser by Yom Tov, and the Ramo holds its Mutter, the Maisa holds that Neilid is Aser, even on Shabbos. So Neilid, on Yom Tov, you don't have too many Paiskim that it's Mutter. And here we're talking about Neilid. Efreich, Shanel by Yom Tov, the Issa would be Neilid. Now Taisus has another Teretz also though, that Reb Shimon, even according to Shimon, it's Aser, without the time of Hitteratzer B'Shkita, because like Regu Sismukim, it's like Haziklal, and the Chedusha Raja brings another time because it's Muksum Aksasar and Kiss. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, he doesn't bring a Tzan to Mimata by Freyach Shanelan, because even though you have Paiskin like Shmuel Nebechanan, and even like Rav, you have Paiskin the Muks is Mutter, but since that's not Pasha, because could be the Issa Muks, he'll be according to everyone, and also it's Nelan. So Mela, Nalach is that it's Aser. Now there's an interesting shaila in the Paiskim. What if the egg, Efroyach, was Nolan on Shabbos? If let's say the bird hatched on Shabbos and Yontif is Sunday. You have Yontif that's after Shabbos. What's the halacham? Are you allowed to shech the Efroyach on Yontif if it was hatched on Shabbos? So the Torah brings from his brother, Ben Yechiel Ben Arash, that he says, a psak from Ben Yechiel, that it's Aser. Because it's achana. He says it's definitely achana because while it's in the shell, it's not royal leklum. So kum tais yantav is mechan l'shamis, it's achana de rabba. We don't have so many cases of achana de rabba, but here's another case. Ben Yechiel says that an egg which is hatched, a chick which is hatched on Shabbos is also the coming yantav because ain't Shabbos mechina l'yantav. Now the Ran talked about it earlier also. The Ran earlier by the sugya of Beish and Olde Bezeh, Suru Bezeh. So there the Rishonim discuss a Beish and Olde Bezeh, why is it Achanam? Acharif Akeh, that's what Teis asked in the Avdalanim and Aleph. The egg was Mucham Me'esmo. The egg was Mucham before. Why is the egg that's laid on Shabbos, Osir and Yemtiv, Al Tzachanam, why don't you say that it was already Mucham before? So one pshat is that the laid, there's two Achanas, there's Achanam becoming an egg and Achanam of the laid. But Teis says another pshat, that since if it would be Neilan and Yantif would be Aser, it comes because Beish and Olde Yantif is Aser. Since if it would be Neilan and Yantif would be Aser, so Mimela, the Leidan Shabbos is what's matter it. The Leidan Shabbos is what's matter it, so Kum Dais, it lives Achana. So the Ran says this Svara, and he says, Kum Dais, according to that, if an egg is hatched on Shabbos, according to Rav that holds that a freyek shnei biyantiv is aser. So who then, if it's hatched on Shabbos before Yantiv, it's nailed on Shabbos before Yantiv, it's also aser, because since it's the same svara, if it would have been hatched on Yantiv, it would have been aser. So the hatter comes from the fact that it got hatched on Shabbos, it was nailed on Shabbos, so that blames the Shabbos mechinam liyantiv. So the Ran is saying, Taka, like the Psak of Ibn Yechiel, that we who paskin like Rav, the Torah, like we said, was seisim like Rav, so who would then, if it was nailed on Shabbos, will be us, will be Yantiv Acher, because of Achanam? But his reason is, because of this Isser of a Frayek Shanel, this Isser der Rabbanan, you have that Isser when it's nailed on Shabbos, because Kumtex the Heta comes in Shabbos, but only be Isser der Rabbanan. The whole din of a Frayek Shanel, be Yantiv, is only Isser der Rabbanan, Isser of Muksa. So the Shabbos Mechina Liyantiv is in regard to an Isser der Rabbanan, so be Isser der Rabbanan. Also, it would only be true according to Rav. According to Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, then, just like the matter in the Freyach, which is nailed on Yom Tov, there'd also be matter in the Freyach, which is nailed on Shabbos, eaten on Yom Tov. But the Taz is Maser Ben Yechiel differently than the Rav. Ben Yechiel is Maser Stam. Typically, Basel Ayroyal Klum. He doesn't say because it's also the din of a Freyach, which is nailed on Yom Tov. He says Stam. Typically, Basel Ayroyal Klum. So there is Be'etzim Ha'achana of the Leda. And he says, even if you say by Beish and all, that's not called Achana. That's because nothing intrinsically happened to the egg. The egg was Bimea Tarnagelos, was also Mutatit. It just wasn't laid yet. It wasn't born yet. But it was Mutatit. So Lav Dafka the Leda is called Achana Bechal. You could have shechted the Tarnagelos and eaten it while it's inside the Tarnagelos. But that's only by an egg. But by an Efrayach, that is hatched, before it was hatched, it's nothing, it's a sheketz, it's like a sheretz. It doesn't have any, that's his lashon, la'yiroi l'klum. And now, it's like it was born. It's like it was bala ilam. Became a whole new metzias. And like the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Taz has pointed this out klar, the yisayin is also, normally, if it becomes a new metzias on Shabbos, but you could eat it on Shabbos, so then Shabbos is called being mechel atzmai. And Mimela is not a problem to eat it on Yom Tov. Now, Shanki by a Freyach, Shanelud B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos because it's you need Shkita. And you're not allowed to Shecht on Shabbos. So Mimela, that's an Issa Deraisa. So Mimela, the Chana doesn't work for Shabbos. So there's two things. According to the Taz, the Ran is saying a Yisayt of Achana, that the Achana of the Freyach, Shanelud B'Shabbos, it's also B'Yom Tov, is because of the Issa of Freyach, Shanelud B'Yom Tov, because the Issa of the Rabbanan. And only according to Rav that holds there is such an issue of Freyach Shnei Biyamtiv, doesn't hold the matter of Atzer B'Shkita. So it's an issue of Rabbanan according to Rav. But the way that Taz is learning of Ben Yechiel, it's an issue of the Reis according to everyone. Shmuel and Rebechan on a matter if it's Shnei Biyamtiv, because there's no Achana from Shabbos, and you want to say it's Muksa, no, it's matter of Atzer B'Shkita. But if it was Shnei B'Shabbos, that's when it was born, that's an Achana. And the Achana doesn't work for Shabbos, because it's an issue of Shkita, so it's Achana directly for Yamtiv. So Achana for Yamtiv is an issue of the Reis. Then the Beis was a little bit bothered. So if this mamash achana deraisa by yantav after Shabbos, so why is the Gemara clearing? Why is it aser? And why is it takamutter according to Shmuel and Beichanan? Let it be aser al sachana gzeira yantav d'alma at yantav after Shabbos. But the Taz is very geschmack. He says a beish shenol de biyantav is no achana. A beish shenol de biyantav after Shabbos, there is achana. The Shabbos being mechon liyantav. So if an egg is born on a regular Yom Tov, it's also why? Because if the egg is laid, born on a Yom Tov after Shabbos, then it's also it's in the Reis al Sachana. So we're afraid, if you can eat on a regular Yom Tov, you'll also eat it on the Yom Tov after Shabbos, you won't have the Zachana. Masha'enkein Efrayach, if Efrayach is nailed on Yom Tov, even the Yom Tov after Shabbos is mutter. There's no Achana Bechlal. There was no Achana Me'esmol. The Achana was today. The case that's also is when the Freyach was nailed on Shabbos. So we don't find such a gzeira that since if a Freyach is nailed on Shabbos, it's also on Yom Tov, so when the Freyach is nailed on Yom Tov, we should ask it also. Nechatais is such a gzeira. So that's Rabbein Yechiel's pshat, that this mamash achana, but the achana is only not if it's when it's nailed on Yom Tov after Shabbos is no achana. The achana, if it's nailed on Shabbos, then it's also beyond the midaraisa. Now the Ran doesn't hold this Asa Midaraisa, he only holds of the Achana because the Efrayek Shnei Biyantiv would have been Aser, so B'Shabbos becomes the Heter, because he, Al-Karchach, holds that since the Efrayek didn't change intrinsically, just it didn't change, the Efrayek really, the fact that it came out of the shell, Vaisis, it just went from, that's not the same as like an egg being Gomra, where the egg changed intrinsically. Here, nothing changed about the bird on the day that it came out, it just came out of the shell. It was a skandish a heter to the bird. I guess that the Ran holds is not considered a achana. So we have the machlekes, Rav and Shmuel v'Tamer Rabbi Yechanan, whether Efrayek Shalel did say the svar of matter atzmei b'shchita. Pashas is muksa that didn't say a new svar that since it gets a heter for shchita, migad iskan la iskan ami laha. So the Gemara brings Amalei of Kana Maranam Amnalef. It's all the sugya. Amalei of Kana v'Ravasi. The Rav, Chiman ben Zela Eagle Shanel Biyamtiv. If you hold it's Asr, why do you hold that a calf that's born on Yamtiv is Asr, is Mutter? So Rav answered, because that's Muchan Agavima Lishkita. That's not Muksa Bechlal, since the mother's Mutter. So the calf is Mutter, it's part of the mother. If you check the mother, you can eat the calf as well. But then they asked him, so what about Eagle Shanel ben Atrefa? Well, there you can eat the mother. And apparently that also they unnamed on that it was Mutter. Why would that be Mutter according to you? And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Vitam Rafasiv said that the answer would be because it's Muchan Agavim Eliklav. So first, the Gemara's mashma that Egel Shnei LeBiyantiv also has a svara of Matar Atzmei B'Shchita. Even though you can argue that dafka by a chick, where there the pshat is before it hatched, there's no way to have any Heter Shchita on it. And now, it's the first time you can have Heter Shchita. Mashang in the Egel B'Me'imai, practically, you can't shecht it. But if you shecht the mother, it becomes mutter. So maybe that's not called a heter shchita. But the Gemara's mashman also be called. Now you can shecht it. Before it's been named, you can't shecht it. Now it becomes possible to shecht. Now, the Gemara's mashman, you don't need the svara of matras of shchita, because you have muchan agav imay. But let's say you have an eagle, which we know from a para, which is not a medes la'achila. We had just like we had by the Tarnagolus originally in that days. Tarnagolus, a medes la'achila is not muksa, but Tarnagolus, a medes la'gadol behim. If the Tarnagolus is set aside for laying eggs, so then it's muksa. If you're allowed to eat it. So let's say you have a cow, which the cow is not meant for eating. The cow is meant la'gadol vlada, so for milk. And it has an uber, and it's nailed b'yantif. That cow gives birth on yantif. It's a medes la'gadol vlada, or medes for milk. So, would that be mutter? If you hold of the svar of matar atzmei b'shchita, it should be mutter, because l'chay, according to Rav, will be aser, because Rav holds the muksa, and Rav also doesn't hold the svar of matar atzmei b'shchita, but according to Shmuel and Yechonah, what will be the din? If you hold of muksa, you hold of that muksa is aser, a para which is meant for the god of vladis, you're not allowed to shecht on yantiv, it's muksa. But let's say it has a child. Do you say that the child's mutter because it's matar atzmei b'shchita? The Gemara's Mashmai says you have Matratz Meshkita, otherwise Rav Kana Rav Asa doesn't have a Kasha. Now the Balamar says even more. The Balamar says a tremendous Kiddush, Kedarkai. The Balamar says that Muchan Agavima is not enough of a reason. Even for Rav Yechanan. And Kosh came for Rav. The Muchan Agavima works together with Matratz Meshkita. So he's clearly learning that you have the Matratz Meshkita by the Egel Shanoila. And he's saying that Yitaka need it. You need it together with the Muchan Agavimai. In other words, all you have is Matar Atzmei B'Shchita, and you don't have Muchan Agavimai, and that's a Efrayek Shanel. Then you have a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel V'Tamer Rabbi Yechanan. If all you have is Muchan Agavimai, and you don't have Matar Atzmei B'Shchita, according to everyone, it's Aser. If you have both Muchan Agavimai and Matar Atzmei B'Shchita, according to everyone, it's Mutter. Now, the truth is, what he means is like this, because we have before, by the Be'ah Shanolda, that Muchan Agavima, we say, Tanagelos Amenes Lachila, the Gemara called it a Uchla de Ifris. It's just an Eichel and Ifrim Mechaveir. That's a Chari, the same Svar of Muchan Agavima. So what does the Baal Amara mean that Muchan Agavima alone is not a Svar? He explains what he means. He says that because Adrabi, by Beya, even by Tanagelos Amenes Lachila, is Lamaisa Aser, because the Peyrus and Ershu and Mashkim Shazavu, so that's why he holds that why don't you have by every Egel Shanelad, Perish Shanoshim or Mashkin Shazavu, the reason is because you have Matar Atzmei B'Shchita. And even Rav would agree when it's Muchan Agavimai and Matar Atzmei B'Shchita together, then both together would be Mutter. But a Be'ah Shanolda, It's muchanag avimer, but it's not matratzim b'shkita, mele it's aser. That's what the Baal Amar holds. The other Rishayim hold not the way. The other Rishayim hold that you don't need muchanag avimer. The reason why it's not peris and eshim ashim zav, the Taisa says this, and the Avav in the days, to a maskal egel, and the other Rishayim also say it, by a Baal Chai, that's not daimit to peris and eshim ashim zav. Only an inanimate object like an egg, is daimit to peris and eshim ashim zav. A Baal Chai is not. But the Mi'imi says with the Clarkite that there is no Muchanag of Imai, I'm sorry, there is no Matar Atzer B'Shkita by Egel Shanelet. Matar Atzer B'Shkita specifically by the Efrayach, where there the Pshat is before was a Sheket, so it was nothing. It was a shtick flesh. It didn't have anything. And now it became a chick, it became Matar Atzer B'Shkita, Migad Iskallah Iskallaha. Vashenken Egel Shanelet, nothing really changed too much. It just came out into the world. They don't have a sort of matter atzer b'shkita then. That's what the Miri says. The Shara Melech, El Chesyan de Perek Bez Alach Aleph, he brings the Shilta Gebarim, like we mentioned, the Shilta Gebarim and the Rif holds that the Rif paskins like Rabbi Yechanan. The Rif didn't say clearly who he paskins like. The Shaila is, what did he mean? The Shilta Gebarim understood the Rif to mean that he means to paskin the cool like Rabbi Yechanan. So the Shara Melech asks the Kasha, the Rif says, this Braisa that we have here, that Egel Shnel Biyantiv, the reason why it's mutter, is because it's Muchanag Avimai. If the Rif holds like Shmuel Berchon, why do you need that for? It's anyway mutter because Matar Atzer B'Shkita. So the Shara Melech says, it must be that the Shulki Gebarim held like the Me'iri. The Shara Melech had the Me'iri B'Ksav Yad, and he said, Vaisdeis, you don't say Matar Atzer B'Shkita by an Egel. And he also brings the Raya from the Tur. He has the following problem with the Tur. We mentioned earlier, the Tur in Siman Tavkuf Yud Gimel brings 2 days. Do we paskin like Rav, or do we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan? Do we paskin that Efrayach Shanelet is also like Rav, or do we paskin Efrayach Shanelet is Mutter, like Rabbi Yechanan, because Matar Atzer B'Shkita? So he brings 2 days. In Siman Tavtsan the Ches by Egel, he says the following. He says, the Egel that's Nelet and Yantif is Mutter, but if it's Nelet from a part that's a menace of God of others, it's Aser. Brings that, the Rush holds that way. Why? Because it's Mux, it's not Muchan Agavimin. The mother's not Muchan. We hold of Muxan. Yamtif, so Mela Egel, which is Nail and Amparim, that's a menace of God of others, is Asir. So the Shaila is, why did the Tur bring 2 days? According to the ones that hold their Freyach Amutter, so even the ones that's Nail from a Parim, menace of others, also be Mutter, because it's Matar Atzer B'Shkita. It's Mashi from the Tur, there is no Svar of Matar Atzer B'Shkita by Egel. The only Svar of Matar Atzer B'Shkita is Dafka by a Freyach, like the Me'iri. So then it would stim, why the Rif doesn't bring 2 days? If you hold that a para that's a medicine God of Lodis is Muksa, according to everyone, there's no heter of Matar Atzer B'Shkita, it's only by Efrayach. Now there is a discussion in the Rishayim by an Egel also. Let's say an Egel was born on Shabbos before Yantif. Could you eat it on the next day Yantif? We find that Be'esh and Elder B'Shabbos is Asa B'Yantif. What about an Egel that's an Elder B'Shabbos? Would it be Mutter B'Yantif or Asa B'Yantif? The Rosh over here says that when an egel is born, it's not called achana. When an egg is laid, when an egg is born, that's called achana, because the laying of an egg makes an intrinsic difference to the egg, because an egg that's laid tastes much better, and also it's able to megadol nefreyach. So that's why the laying of an egg is called achana. He's not going with the svara that if it will be laid on yantiv, that's gufa makes achana. He's saying stop. Be'esh and Elda B'Shabbos is also B'Yantif because later is called Achana because you change the egg intrinsically. Vashenk and Egel, which is Neiland, you didn't change it. It's the same Egel that it was before. Not called Achana B'Chol. The Ran, in the Sugi of Be'esh and Elda B'Shabbos Mutter B'Yantif, he goes with the Svara that there are different reasons why there's a chiluk between an egg and an Egel. He says that the Isser of Achana is only when you can't use it on Shabbos. And then the first time you used Yantif, it was Muchan on Shabbos, and you couldn't use it on Shabbos. So Shabbos wasn't Mechel Atzma, it was Bedavka Mechel Yantif. But if you could use it on Shabbos, so then it's not called Hachana. Now, L'chaira, and he says, L'chaira, Egel that's Leilon on Shabbos, you can't use on Shabbos. So L'chaira, that should be called Hachana. Just like a Be'ish and Olda B'Shabbos, it's also B'Yantif. So the Egel also should be, it's Nolda on Shabbos, you can't use it on Shabbos, should be Asa B'Yantif. But he says like this, he says, if you wouldn't have a Chayla Masukin in your house, you'd be Lada Shechta for the Chayla, and then it'll be Mutter even for a Bari. If you don't hold the Muksa, So that's a Gemara in Chulin, that if you shecht for a chayla, there's no problem of shemi arba b'shvilo, it's yev shel k'zayin, it's basabu l'shkita. So when you shecht for a chayla, it's mutter for a bari. So since it's possible for a bari to eat this on Shabbos, they say if there was a chayla sheish b'sakana, and you check for the chayla sheish b'sakana, the bari would be allowed to eat it. So that's called Shabbos is mechel atzma. By a beya, even though a chayla sheish b'sakana might be able to eat it, but a bari would never be able to eat it. That's not called mechel atzma because a chayla sheish b'sakana could eat it. That's not called mechel atzma. But if a chayla sheish b'sakana, even a bari could eat it, that's called mechel atzma. It really comes from the Rashba. The Rashba says it's avdala numin beis. There is a shita. The Rashba that brings avdala numin beis and the tourist that brings the Rabbeinu Ephraim and holds its osir. Leid is achana. If an eagle is nailed on Shabbos and you can't use it on Shabbos, and now you want to use it on Yantif, it's a chana de rabba. It's an isn't the right, it's a chana de rabba. There is such a sheet. Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that way. But the other Rishayim hold its mutter, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Sadeches Sefei. And the two reasons given why it's mutter. The Rosh's reason is that Leid is not a chashav achana. By Be'ah, Leid is a chashav achana. Because the beya becomes changed intrinsically, it becomes better tasting, and it becomes roy for an efrech. And the Ran says no. The Ran says the reason why a leida is a achana, but it's called achana for Shabbos. So now you swara, since if there will be a chayel sheish b'sakana be mutter for a bari, that's called Shabbos mechina l'atzma. The Magen Avraham brings both these times, the time of the Rosh, the time of the Ran. Rabbi Kiveika says over there, the Shulchan Aruch, very interesting Rabbi Kiveika. He says, we had before, on that base, a discussion of the Rishonim. Why is Leida called a Hachana? And in particular, the Rishonim, they were discussing, how come, when this Nigma Me'esmol, it's called a Hachana, and when it's Yeshechted, and you find Beitzim Gemuris, but it's not called a Hachana. What's the Svar? So the Ramban says two Svars. He goes and has two Mahalchim, the Ramban and Melchamas. We spoke about it then. One Mahalch is, that Enachinami, you could have shechted the Tarnagolas and got the Beya, and then it would make no difference if the Beya was Nigma or not. But the fact is, you didn't. The fact is, how did we get this Beya? We never shechted the Tarnagolas. We got this Beya because it was laid. And the only way it could be laid is Aliday, it's Nigma Mehesmo. So that's why you need the laid. That's why the laid is important. Because only through the laid were we able to get to this Beya. I mean, you could have gotten it through Shita, but you didn't shecht it. So it's cool that you needed the Leida to get to the Beya. That's why it's called a Hachana. But there's another Mahalach, that Leidus HaBeya is a Hachana of the Beya because they bring the Yerushalmi, that it either because it tastes much better after it's laid, or because it's not Nigma for Ephraech, that the Leida makes an intrinsic change in the Beya. So Rabbi Kiveika says the Rosh apparently holds it a second time. He holds that the achana of Leida is totally in the intrinsic change it's made. So therefore, without that, it's not called the achana b'chlal, because you don't need the egg to be laid. You could check it and eat it. You don't need the egg to be laid to access the egg. You have access beforehand. The achana of the Leida is because something good happened to it. It got an intrinsic change. It got a better taste. It became royal efrech. So memela, that's why he says, so dafka Leida of an egg is achana. Leida of the eagle, nothing changed. It was just as right b'me'imai. Nothing changed because of the Leida. So memela, it was perfectly alive. It was viable b'me'imai. So memela, it's not called achana. But the Ran holds it the first teretz in the Ramban. That he holds the Leida of the Tarnagel, the reason why the bay is called a achana is because it became accessible. I could access it through shechting it, but you didn't shecht it. So memela, the Leid is called Achana. So the male, the only way he can understand why it's not called Achana, he has to mechadash a new svara, that by an egg, there's no way you could eat it on Shabbos, so the Shabbos was a mechel atzmai, but by an eagle, if a chel sheish miskana would need it, you could check that on Shabbos, a chel sheish miskana, and then a bari would be able to eat it raw, and then, that's why it's called Shabbos mechel atzmai. That's what Bekvega says, that's as far as the machlok is. And Kveikah says it's nafkimin al-alacha. Let's say it was a par of medes legad of vodis. It wasn't meant for shkita. And it was nailed on Shabbos. Could you eat it on that yantif? According to the Ran, you could. Because according to the Ran, on Shabbos we don't hold the muksa. So memela, the Ran's surah applies even to a par that's a medes legad of vodis. The Ran Svar applies to even to Parah Mitzvah's Galvadis. The Ran Svar isn't that it's not Achana, it is Achana. But it's Achana for Shabbos. So even if it's, I meant it's the Galvadis, it's still Achana, but it's Achana for Shabbos, so it's Mutter. But according to the Rush, he says it's not Achana. That would only apply, Zakta B'Kinega, that would only apply if it was Ayman L'Achila. If it was Ayman L'Galvadis, it would be called Achana. Now, Laimi Baya, and this is what the Prima Gadda means that, Laimi Baya, if you hold on Shabbos is an Issa Muksa. So if you hold the Mashal, not on Shabbos, even on Yantav there's an Issa Muksa. So if you hold that, let's say you have a part of the Semenis Lagan of Vodas, like we said before, that a part of the Semenis Lagan of Vodas, if it has an Egel on Yantav, so then it's Asa to eat, because it's Muksa. And now it was Nailan on Shabbos. So it's mamish like the other svar of Be'ez Shenolda B'Shabbos Asura B'Yantav, because it gets this heter. Because since it will be Nailan B'Yantav will be Asur, it gets its heter because Nailan B'Shabbos. So any time you have a part that's a menace of God of Lodes, how did it get its heter? The Rosh is saying there's no Achana by Leder. Only Achana by Leder is Be'ez because something changes. But here there is Achana. It gets a heter. But he says even without that, even if you say that if it's nailed from a part of Menagan of Vadis and Yantav, it's mutter. This still will be called Achana. Because you don't want to shecht it. The whole svar why it's not Achana is because nothing changed, because you had it before. And how did you have it before? And you could shecht and eat it from the inside. But if you don't want to shecht it, the Bekvegi says then Avada will be called Achana. The only access you have to it is the idea of the later, because you don't want to shecht it. So maybe that's called Achana. And that will be us according to the Rosh. The Rosh is only saying it's mutter when you have something that's amendus la'achila, and the male of minayla and yantif will be mutter, and the male you could shecht and eat what's inside. So the leida is not considered achana. I don't need the leida b'chlal. I can eat it without the leida. I don't need the leida la'alocha to make it mutter. I don't need the leida b'mitzias, because I could just shecht and eat the whole thing. But if it's amendus la'gan of vadis, so first of all, if you hold the muksa on yantif, you need the leida in order to make a mutter. If the leida will be on yantif, will be aser. Second of all, you need the leida time to be kvega, because you're not going to shech the mother. The mother's not aimed for shkita. Even though technically you could, but you're not going to. And now the leida is the only way you have access to it. That will be called achana, and that will be aser according to the Rosh. So now we'll come in an afkimina. The Ran and the Rashbet say this naya svara, that since you could shech it for a chayla, mi mutter to a bari, that's not achana. Now apply all cases. But the Rosh that says it's not achana, that's only when it's a medes nachila. Medes galvadis, even the Rosh will be maskim, it's achana, and it'll be aser. One more vite. Lemaisa the Gemara asked him, what's Rav Kana Rav Asi asked him, Chiman bin Zel Egel Shanoel B'yantif, and he said, Hal Muchavim L'Shkita, and then they asked him, Chiman bin Zel Egel Shanoel bin Atrefa, and Trasig Rav, and Rabbi Vitaim Rav Yosef said, Hal Muchan Agavim L'Klavim, that since the mother was Muchan L'Klavim, Samael, that makes it mucha, that makes the whole thing mucha. Gemara says, mucha l'klavim is mucha l'adam, yeah, mucha l'adam is not mucha l'klavim, mucha l'klavim is mucha l'adam. That's the Gemara. So one ha'ara. The Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph brings the machlokes of Rabbi Gleim and Rabbi Akiva. Are you allowed to do melacha for klavim? You're allowed to do melacha for behemoths. Rabbi Akiva holds yes, because nefesh means even a nefesh behema. And Rabbi Gleim holds no, because you learn from lechem, lechem v'lo l'klavim. Now the Rif over there passes like a basic glue that it's asr. So the Raivan and Asagas asked the Kasha from our sugya. If it's asr to Malacha for Klavim, so why is the Egel Shnael ben Atrei for Mucha and Agavim le Klavim? It's not Mucha le Klavim. It's asr to Shech the Behema for Klavim. So why is it Mucha le Klavim? As I fact derive it. So the Ramban of Melchamis and the Rajma Chedushim also says the Teretz, because you could give it chai, you give it a life to the klavim. You have to do malacha. You could give the behemoth to the klavim. We're dealing with big ferocious dogs. They don't mind eating the behemoth alive. Ban says another svara that anytime he has a whole yisayid that muksum achmes iser, if the iser becomes mutter without anyone being over on the iser, it becomes ice muksum achmes iser. If someone was over on the iser, even b'shegig, even b'shus, that's kufa kim of the muksum achmes iser. But if the iser goes off like the Egel is born, then it can't be Muksa Machmas Isser. So if it's not Aymid for Adam, it's because it's Trefa, so Mamela, it's not Mukhan Ladav. It's Mukhan Laklavim, it's just Asr to Shech for the Klavim. Now this becomes Mutter, so now it would have the Achana. But anyway, so that's the machlekes. The Ravid says that this Gemara has to go with the man, the Yomar, that it's mutter to do malach of a klavim. So when it says muchel klavim, means you could kill it and give it to klavim. But according to the Ramban and the Rashi, but at first there is a kabbanim, you give it alive to the klavim. So frekta fikayam v'kavaldik akasha, if you're going to go with the Ravid, that it's takam mutter to malach of a klavim, and that's why it's muchel the klavim, so what's wrong with the Vlad? What are you going to do with it? The treifa you'll give to klavim, and what will you do with the Vlad? If you kill the treifa to give it to klavim, then the Vlad will come out, and now you could shecht it and eat it. So why is the Vlad not muchan? I could right now, bein hashmash, just go, kill the animal, give it to klavim, and take out the Vlad, and shecht it and eat it. Why do I need to have to come on to muchan the klavim and muchan l'adam? The behemoth is muchan l'klavim, but the Vlad is muchan l'adam. Bishleim like the Ramban and the Rashba, no. Bein hashmash is that nothing I can do with the Vlad. If I give it to the klavim, it's for klavim. The klavim, I won't have the Vlad alive either to eat. According to the Raven, I could mamish eat the Vlad. Bein hashmash, I could eat the Vlad. I could kill the mother and give it to klavim, and then shech the Vlad and eat it myself. So zaytefikayam agval megateretz. The Vlad is not ba'ilam. The problem with the Vlad is meilut. It's muchan agav imay. If you could check the mother and eat everything inside, so it's muchan agav imay. It's uchla de ifris. But if the mother is only muchan leklavim, the Vlad can have achan al adam. The Vlad doesn't exist. At this point, the Vlad's not ba'ilam. When the Vlad is born, then it gets achan al adam, and then it's meilut. Bein hashmashes, it wasn't muchan. Bein hashmashes, you could say it's muchan leklavim. And if muchan leklavim have muchan adam, that could give it achana. But to say, if muchan leklavim lay the muchan adam. So to say it's muchan adam because I could kill the animal and eat the Vlad, no. The Vlad doesn't have achana. The Vlad's inside. The Vlad has to wait for a later. Yeah, my beish and oldam, right? Beish and oldam from a tanigalos, a medicinal day, and the mshadis is nailed. It doesn't exist. If it's a tanigalos, medicinal chila, and I could check the tanigalos, then I could eat the whole thing, get achana, agav the mother. So here also with the Vlad, you can get achana agav the mother if the mother is muchan. But if you say muchan l'klavim live and muchan l'adam, so the achana agav the mother would only work for klavim, only for adam. When it's born and becomes muchan l'adam, will be called neilut. That's the thinking I'm starting.